Now back home, and the federal government's carbon price announcement dominated a fractious question time in Parliament. The opposition tried to censure the Prime Minister, calling Julia Gillard untrustworthy and questioning her credibility. The federal government announced its intention to introduce a carbon tax by July next year. It's planned that the tax will be in place for 3 to 5 years before converting to a flexible price cap and trade emissions trading system. The plan was negotiated in the Parliamentary Multi-Party Climate Change Committee involving the Greens and 2 lower house independents. Julia Gillard says the tax will lead to price rises, but she says she won't take a backward step in defending the scheme. The opposition says it's an assault on Australia's standard of living and a great betrayal. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Just days before the last election, Julia Gillard promised there wouldn't be a carbon tax under a re-elected Labor government. Today, the Prime Minister outlined a plan to put a fixed carbon price in place next year. The government acknowledges it is a carbon tax.
We are committed to having a scheme which starts on the 1st of July 2012. I do not believe that Australia needs to lead the world on climate change, but I also don't believe that we can afford to be left behind. That's why the time is right and the time is now.
The Multi-Party Climate Change Committee, comprised of ministers, the Greens and the independents Tony Windsor and Rob Oakeshott, released the plan to price carbon this morning, and committee members stood alongside the Prime Minister as she announced it. The independent Rob Oakeshott.
I certainly support the release of this document, and if I had to vote on it tomorrow, I would.
And while he's part of the Climate Change Committee, independent Tony Windsor says he still may vote against a carbon price.
Please don't construe through my presence here that I'll be actually supporting any scheme. I'm more than happy to be involved in a process within this framework. But there's a whole range of unanswered questions that all of us have to deal with until we reach a conclusion.
The Greens climate change spokeswoman, Senator Christine Milne.
Majority governments would not have delivered this outcome. It is because the Greens are in balance of power, working with the other parties to deliver not only the aspiration, but the process to achieve it.
The government wants a carbon tax to apply for 3 to 5 years. An unlimited number of permits will be sold every year for an as yet undetermined fixed price. And that price will increase annually at a predetermined rate to factor in things like inflation. 12 months from the planned switch to an emissions trading scheme, the government will review the carbon tax to decide if it should proceed with an emissions trading scheme or whether it should defer a move to flexible carbon pricing. That decision will be made depending on what the rest of the world does, how other competitive economies are pricing carbon, and what impacts there'll be on the whole economy and households.
I'm determined to do it because climate change is real.
There'll be a compensation package to help low-income households and big polluting companies to adapt. The Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe.
The starting price has not yet even been discussed. The household compensation package has not yet been discussed. The treatment of the energy sector has not yet been discussed. There's a lot of detailed work to be done, and at each point in time when we achieve a detailed outcome, our commitment is to bring it out publicly, as we are doing now.
The committee wants the tax to apply broadly across the entire economy, covering the electricity sector and transport. It may include petrol. But that's up for negotiation over the next 4 to 6 months. It may even be that some industries are gradually phased into the scheme.
I also want to be very clear with Australians about what pricing carbon does. It has price impacts. It's meant to. That's the whole point. And as a Labor Prime Minister, I will be making sure that the impact of a carbon price is fair.
Australia's commitment to reduce carbon emissions by 5% by 2020 still stands. The government wants Parliament to consider and pass legislation for the carbon tax this year, and it's anticipating a fight.
I am not intending to take a backwards step. We are a confident nation and we are good at change. We have proved it in the past. We've proved it with floating our dollar. We've proved it with reducing tariffs. We've proved it with things like reducing smoking rates, with SunSmart campaigns. We are a confident and adaptable nation, and we are good at change. And because we are good at change, we can do this. We can price carbon and we can deal with the change.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, was asked if a coalition government would repeal the tax.
I'm not going to answer a hypothetical question. What I'm going to say is that we will fight this every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month. I don't believe it is going to happen because I think there will be a people's revolt against this thoroughly bad, utterly dishonest new tax.
The opposition leader Tony Abbott ending Sabra Lane's report.